This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is 7-5 Radio, Saturday night, July something, 2023. I can't remember what day it is. It's like the 20th or something. It's the 20th.
22nd.
Of something. Okay, good deal, good deal. This is your host tonight, Walter, and Scoop is still on his vacancy. He might pop in at the end of the show. I don't know, to see if he still has a job, because I have the wonderful Heather McBride co-hosting for the past 2 weeks and tonight, and she is with us on the air. How are you, Heather?
I'm great, Walt. Good to hear your voice. It's have you noticed we haven't really heard much from Scoop this week? I'm kind of wondering, you know, he was sending us a flurry of photos a week and change ago, and now he's just gone dark, wondering what's happening on this vacation of his.
Well, he's back in Washington, trying to, you know, make a living for himself. He's upset about that boat that he helped out with the bathing beauties on it. He didn't get a chance to get their numbers or anything. Typical new single bachelor, just is all befuddled about himself, about talking to the opposite sex. So he's got to
work on his game.
He's got to work on it. He really does. And he's rusty, you know, but he needs to work on that. I mean, you got a boat full of bathing beauties and they're stuck and you help fix them up, and you don't get a phone number or a contact out of it. Well, yeah, he's got no game right now. So we're going to try and improve that at some point. Like I said, he'll probably be on a little later. He's going to call to check in, like I said, to see if he's got himself, still has himself a job, you know, as one of the wheels in this ride. So we are going to move straight up onto, we lost a long-standing member of the entertainment business, Mr. Tony Bennett, this week passed away at the age of 96. It didn't look like this guy was ever going to stop singing. Not that we wanted him to, but he's been around for 75 years doing his thing, singing. Okay,
a true entertainer.
He's from, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I saw a picture of him when he was in high school. Okay. He went to Bryant High School in Queens, and he dated an aunt of mine. And you know how your parents grow up and they grow up with their friends and you all grow up together, and then all of a sudden you become not blood related cousins and aunts and uncles. Well, he dated one of my aunts, one of my mom's friends, way back in high school. So I remember seeing that picture when I was a kid. Some of my little cousins, well, they're in their 60s now. They wouldn't have been around if she hung out with Tony Bennett. But besides the point, he, like you said, a wonderful entertainer, good, clean show he had. Because, you know, you see many of his shows on online and on the cable network. And then he just did a couple of stints with Lady Gaga the last few years. And rumors were going around that he was going to marry Lady Gaga. Oh, yeah, it was a mess. But nice guy, nice man. Hollywood lost a golden voice. So, you know, cheers up to Tony Bennett. May he rest in peace. So we're going to miss him. So we're going to move right.
Yes, well, a beautiful voice. And yeah, I would just also say he loved what he did, and he served it up without a side order of anything. I don't think I know his opinion on anything, because he stayed in his lane.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean that in a really complimentary way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no drama, you know, no big deal of scandals or anything like that. I don't ever remember hearing him talk about his political opinions. And, you know, that's the way most of Hollywood should be, you know, unless they're going to run for office.
Yes.
You know, but you know how Hollywood can influence political opinion, because you have people out there that don't have a life, and they're going to go by what their favorite actor or actress says about one candidate or another, or one situation about another. And then, you know, there you go. Not some of these people just don't have they don't have enough information to influence people, and just based on what they think. So, yeah, good guy, very nice guy. He'll be missed, like I said. And
yes,
like to move on to this the Screen Actors Guild. Okay, now the Screen Actors Guild has been around forever. It's the actors' union, and it's been around since Charlie Chaplin was a tramp, you know. And of late, about 30, 40 years ago, there was a strike by the Screen Actors Guild. And just last week, they walked out again. The actors are all on strike. 70,000 members of the Screen Actors Guild walked out on strike. They're demanding, you know, more pay, more money, more security, you know, more insurance, medical insurance, and things like that. And, you know, it's entertainment is what it is. And I enjoy good entertainment. And these things that happen between the actors and the studios and the producers and you know, they make a lot of money. They make a lot of money. Some of the, you know, I don't want to say lower class, but some of the less known actors and actresses, you know, like the actresses that have like two lines, you know, in a movie, you know, they don't get paid a lot. Like we're going to have to come back to this. Boy, that first part went pretty quick, didn't it? Oh, my heart. Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to head into our first break, and we'll be back after this and continue about the Screen Actors Guild.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net. In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Like the man said, this is still 7-5 Radio. This is Walter and Eva tonight on the air for you guys, and we've been I just brought up about the Screen Actors Guild. The actors are all going on strike because they want more money and more pay, and they don't think they're getting enough because now there's a lot of streaming. People aren't going to the movies, to pay, $8, $9, $10, $12 a person, maybe more, wherever you live, to go watch a movie where you can just, stream it in your house. Or, buy it for X number of dollars and have 50 people watch it. So they believe they're losing money. But when you make, $15,000, $20 million a movie, and you're upset because you can't keep up with inflation, well, then you're not spending that $15 to $20 million correctly, because I have a lot less than that, and I eat every day. Even though it costs me a lot, I eat every day. And, I can complain about it till the cows come home. It's not going to do any good. And nobody's going to listen to me when I tell Social Security, hey, I want more money because the cost of living. And they say, well, you get your raise every January. So that's kind of, it's a kick in the pants. I don't know how much Rolls Royce costs anymore these days, but maybe Tom Cruise needs to downsize a little bit, if that's the case. Now, I'm not picking on him, but that's the type of money that these guys are making. And then again, like I said, there are less known actors and actresses that just fill in. They're in backgrounds. They don't get paid a lot. I get that, but if that's all you get paid and you don't like it, well, then you need to find yourself another job that pays more. Because I'm certainly not going to pay more for cable TV. As a matter of fact, I don't pay anything for TV. I got the Roku thing, and I get pretty much whatever I want to watch for nothing. And Netflix, you can share that with your family members, from house to house. So, yeah, they're losing money. But, hey, that's the way of the world these days, they blame it on the economy for the last 2 years. Well, who's in the White House for that economy? So, you talk how great this guy is, and then you complain about the economy when you can't afford another Rolls Royce. So don't vote for the guy next time. What can I tell you? But the Screen Actors Guild, it's just, it's good for the union. It's good. I like union work. But when you're making an exorbitant amount of money, and then you got the gall or the chutzpah to complain that you need to make more because of inflation, kiss my asphalt, because, you got enough. You have enough. That $12 million house, sell it and, buy a modest house with a swimming pool. I don't know what to tell these people. They want to live off the sweat of somebody like me to spend $20 to watch a movie. That's not happening no more. They don't like it. Well, then they got to come up with another plan. And Because
I
those things are going
agree.
to do
And
is
I
increase
think if,
movie theater rates. Go ahead.
one good thing comes out of this, I would say let's have a reckoning of the entertainment industry right now. I think you're absolutely right. These big stars are being paid too much. Fewer people are going to the movies. Yes, streaming is alive and well, for sure. However, I think we're turning away from the traditional forms of entertainment because they're not as entertaining as they once were. There's a lot of messaging in everything you see. So if we're paying these big stars a little bit less, I would not have a problem with that. I would also say I think we can all appreciate a good, solid labor movement. I did read Fran Drescher indicated that some actors make about $23 an hour. That does seem low. If they could do a little better, I would be happy for them. But you also bring up a good point. I think a lot of us maybe had a dream at one point of making it in Hollywood, and sometimes that just doesn't work out. And that doesn't mean you're entitled to a career in Hollywood where you're making a living wage. If it's not working out, then you do have to kind of develop a skill and find a way to make money and entering the real world.
In the 20s, 30s, and 40s, when the movies were just, in their infancy, most of the stars and starlets were discovered sitting at a soda fountain, because of their beauty or because of their eyes or because of their hands or their hair. And there weren't these numerous talent agencies, that would, take your money and say, we can find you a job. Let's get you some pictures. Let's get you a photo set and pass them around Hollywood. And people are doing that and they're not working or they're not working a lot. Get a job as a busboy or a dishwasher or something while you're doing it. Until you can hit the big time. And if you don't hit the big time, well, you better have plan B because there are a lot of stars. Well, I hate to call them stars. There are a lot of celebrities, movie people, and television people who are virtually broke now and work 9 to 5 jobs because their talent ran
Yes.
out. So, if it wasn't for the Mission Impossible movies, Tom Cruise would be out of work, Same thing with Bruce Willis. If it wasn't for the Die Hard movies, he'd have been out of work. These things they just happen to be in the right place at the right time, and they make good money, and they've always been popular. But if you can't make it in Hollywood, and you're part of the Screen Actors Guild, you can't start demanding equal pay or higher pay if you're not doing the work, or they don't want you to do the work that they want. Find another job. Look at Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman became a security guard over at Universal because his talent ran out. It happens. Be thankful
Well,
that
if you compare
you
it
can still find
to,
a job and
yes.
eat.
Yes. Well, you if you compare it to professional sports where you actually have to produce quantitative output, it becomes very simple. But when you talk about the arts, it's impossible to measure. And then there's this idea that we need to support the arts, and that sounds like a good idea. But then when it all comes down to it, it can move into the idea of a subsidy. And for all the things that we have to subsidize these days, I don't think we can take on anything else.
Now, I don't know where the money is going to come from. I know the Screen Actors Guild won't offer them a settle. I guess it was a settlement, and they rejected it and they walked out. Now, I believe the settlement was over $1 billion, and they rejected it. I don't know what to tell these actors, except get a life, get another job, because I don't want to pay more to see you do bad work, because you could sit and watch a movie that's supposed to be great for 2 hours and say, well, that sucked. you know, so you wasted your money.
Yeah.
The movie industry has produced some good movies, blockbusters as they call them. But, you know, lately they've been putting out real crap. You know, the stories are the same. They just, and then remakes of older movies that aren't half as good as the first movie was. And the first movie was bad. You know, it's just, I think the writers need to, you know, make a little more money and get a little more incentive to write better scripts, you know, and stories and such. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be in Hollywood. Well, I never wanted to be in acting.
Yeah. Have you seen The Sound of Freedom yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't had the pleasure yet. I was planning to watch it tonight, I just got balls of health. Tell me, go ahead.
Yeah. It's, if you have a chance, if you're looking for some good acting, some good producing and a story that will blow your mind. I saw it a few weeks ago, and it's a great success story that really seems to highlight a grassroots movement to get this movie out there. And it's been doing way better than anyone expected. It's about human trafficking. Disney tried to not distribute it, and it still got out there. So I do highly recommend it.
All right. Okay, cool. We're headed into our second break. This is Walter and Heather at 7-5 Radio at the Liberty News Network. Bring it out.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmish. Many Americans believe any new criminal indictments against former President Trump would hurt his chances in the 2024 election. According to a Harvard Caps Harris poll released on Friday, 57% of those surveyed think federal charges related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol and attempts to overthrow the 2020 election would cost him votes. However, the poll shows an identical majority also think the previous indictment in the classified documents case was aimed at adding drama to the presidential election. Trump says he'll impose the death penalty for human traffickers if he's elected president again.
Trump said in a video Friday he'll urge Congress to pass legislation to institute the death penalty for human traffickers who carry women and children across the U.S. border. He also promised to reinstate Title 42, a COVID-era policy that allows authorities to turn away migrants from the southern border for health purposes. This comes after Trump held a showing of the film Sound of Freedom at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. The film tells the story of a DHS agent who investigated trafficking rings. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Millions of Americans coast to coast have been dealing with another day of extreme heat. Temperatures in Phoenix topped 110 degrees for the entire month of July, setting a record. A $45,000 reward is being offered in the shooting death of an Alabama firefighter and the wounding of a colleague. 29-year-old Jordan Melton died 5 days after a gunman walked into a Birmingham fire station and began shooting. The other firefighter was critically wounded. Police have not made any arrests, and the motive for the July 12th shooting remains unclear. South Korea's military is confirming North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea. It's the second such launch this week, as that country remains silent on the whereabouts of an American soldier who fled across the border. This is USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy or ATTR-CM. A rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hold on. Okay, cool. We're on in our third segment, and we'll bring in a guest in a few moments. But we were just talking about the Screen Actors Guild and the actors not seeing eye to eye. And with the producers and the production companies, and they're looking for more money. So what I want to do is turn it over to Heather to talk about some chick. She was born March 9th, 1959, and I believe her name is Barbara Millicent Roberts, and she's now 64 years old, and they're making a movie about her.
Oh, yeah, they are. And I think if we're talking about the Barbie movie, and
well, yeah,
it would be hard to say, I try to avoid a lot of mainstream media. However, it would be hard to miss seeing it somewhere that there was a Barbie movie coming out. And all you need to do is really think about lots of pink, bright pink everywhere. So I did, full disclosure, I have not gone to see the Barbie movie, and I do not plan to. And my daughters are 17 and 20, and they're kind of past that age where I would be taking them to a movie like that. However, I decided to go all in on the reviews, and I like to go to all different types of publications, and it's very interesting. So the Wall Street Journal really went after the Barbie movie, whereas more left-leaning publications really felt like it was the greatest thing ever. But it's interesting because they all agree on the same thing. And that is that the Barbie movie has a lot of male bashing and overcoming men and overpowering men and outsmarting men seems to be the theme. So if you look at more of a conservative publication, you'll see reviews that talk about how, you know, if you want to go and just talk about how awful men are and how to mistreat them, then this is the movie for you. But then if you go to a more liberal leaning publication, you'll hear about how wonderful this is and how great it is to stick it to men. So I'll let you guys who are listening kind of decide whether this is a movie you would want to see. But it's unfortunate. You think about a doll that brought so much joy to young girls over the years, and now she's probably unrecognizable. It sounds like they've changed her body so that nobody feels excluded. They've changed all these things about her. They've made her, you know, in every which way so that nobody feels left out. And now all of a sudden she can also, instead of having her Ken doll, you know, she can kind of kick him around a little bit, which is obviously just disappointing.
The Barbie movie is, from what I understand, it is like what they did to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They turned it into the Huntsman, and it's supposed to be a thing between Snow White and the Huntsman. So, you know, they could take something that's so innocent that has given people, let's call it just child entertainment. You know, because that's what you gave your Barbie doll to your daughter for, you know, and that's why you took your kids to see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now they turned it around and turned it into, you know, a kink movie. It's just ludicrous. You know, we just finished talking about how Hollywood is putting out crap, and they want more money for it. You know, come on, please. It's just ridiculous. You know, if when I go to a movie, it's to a drive-in, first of all, because there's been too many shootings in movie theaters over the past 10 years. And I'm not going to get caught inside a movie theater and, you know, heading for the exit like 100,000 other people. But and it's to gather around with your friends and hang out and have a couple of drinks, sit, maybe see some of the movie, but it's, you know, I go to hang out with my friends. But Barbie, nah, I think I'll pass on this one. I didn't play with Barbie dolls when I was a kid. Yeah. And I'm not going to start, you know, watching, you know, dirty Barbie movies or what are they called? Soft porn Barbie movies. Now, I could picture next year or in 2 years, you know, Ken is going to come out to be part of the LGBTQ community. So, you know, I just, they just take something that's innocent and just freaking destroy it. I don't know what else to add to it. I just don't know what
Walt
else to
and Heather
say about
give
that.
It. Yeah, two thumbs down.
Yeah.
On our movie rating scale.
On both hands. Yeah, two thumbs down on it, and I'm not gonna see it. I'm not gonna. No. Even if I was 20, I wouldn't go see it. You know. Soft porn Barbie? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, I could just picture the adult movie industry is going to pick up on this, you know, and make a spoof, you know, on an X-rated level. So I could just see that happening. That I might go to see. But this young boy, no, I'm not going to go see this one. I'm not going to go see this one. And, you know, like I said, you know, about Ken going to the LGBTQ community is going to be our next thing that we're going to try to talk about tonight. Now, you know, Scoop and I have done this in the past, and we've talked about it. And you are what you are. You do what you do. And if you're going to enjoy it behind your closed doors. You know, we don't need to see, you know, you kissing out in public or whatever in public. We, you know, we don't need it to be jammed down our throats, you know, pardon the pun. The way the community is going about it is they're starting to push. I mean, and they're starting to push a lot in the media. You got that U.S. soccer player, Rapinoe, whatever her name is. You know, she's saying that the LGBTQ community isn't getting enough notoriety. Well, what kind of notoriety do you want? You know, you're out there. You got legal marriages. You know, same-sex marriages can adopt children. Same-sex marriages can have, you know, one insurance company because they're, you know, medical insurance through the other's job. There's so much have come so far. What in the hell else is there? You know, you got men swimming, you know, against women. You got men running against women, you know, in track, you know, saying that they recognize as female. I just don't know how much more the hetero community is going to put up with this until they put a stop to it. And it's,
yes.
To me, it's like politically driven. If you're a politician and you don't agree with this that's being pressed upon the country, they're not going to vote for you. So you, as a politician, are going to agree with it. But then again, you forget about the other part of the country that doesn't want to be pushed. They're not going to vote for you either, because you are, they're not going to vote for you because you are pushing for it. And it shouldn't have anything to do with freaking politics. It should be within the community, within the person's limitations, instead of reaching out. Like I said a little earlier, there's people out there that don't have a life, and they sit there and watch Oprah and they believe every damn word she says. You just have to research, you know, the actors want more money because of live streaming. Well, the encyclopedia companies didn't say they wanted, you know, more money because now I don't need them anymore. I got Google or Yahoo. I can look up anything I want to tip my fingers. I don't have to buy the encyclopedia anymore. So when the LGBTQ community says we're not doing enough for their cause, well, number one, you should do for your own cause then. Don't
On mine. They speak, but they are, they're speaking the truth, and that is we're not doing enough because we can never do enough. Because it's never going to end. We started with what was a classic movement that took decades for gay rights, and then gay marriage, and then trans rights, and now kids need to have litter boxes in high schools because they identify as cats. It does not end.
Are we going to come back to this after this is over? We might call in our guest for his opinion. This is Salter and Heather for 75 Radio. We'll be back shortly.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, one of these days we'll get my name right. Anyway, we're talking about the LGBTQ plus community pushing the envelope and just like Heather said, you know, that the hetero community don't do enough, and it'll never be enough.
And can I also just add one more thing?
Sure.
Yeah, so Megan Rapinoe, I don't know why anyone listens to her. She would not be known if a bunch of men identifying as women started playing soccer for the USA soccer team. She is talking about, when it comes to trans and athletics, she's talking about erasing herself when she talks about allowing all of this to happen and just erasing women in athletics. So it's really rich when she talks about all that needs to be done when it comes to the specifics of particularly men competing as women in women's sports. It's really sickening.
Excellent point.
I can't agree with you more. Not only that, you know, men that identify women going out for the U.S. soccer team, you know, men that identify women playing for other nations and kicking her ass on the soccer field, you know, running her over, you know, at 20 miles an hour and making her face plant a couple times. You know, how would that feel, you know, to her? What would she say about that? That's a fantastic point, Heather. Speaking of fantastic points, I believe we have a caller on the line. He's wondering if he still has a job because of that super point that Heather just made. Is he there? Who is he?
It's me, Scoop.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Are you calling in to see if you still have a job or what? Because Heather's been knocking it out of the park, buddy.
Well, you should be worried if you still have a job since Heather's been knocked out of the park, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys
I'm the
are
one
safe.
Working with her right now.
Nice. But I've been listening.
What's Scoop been doing?
Well, as you know, I was on vacation up near Yonadas, New York, and you told that boat story horribly. You know, I was like James Bond out there saving those damsels, trying to anchor the boat on a sandbar. And I had to go be a responsible parent and pick up my son from day camp.
Mm-hmm.
So after I helped the young ladies, about 10 of them, anchor the boat, I climbed back on my father's boat, and we went back to shore and picked up my son with tears in my eyes.
All them women, you didn't get one phone number.
No, and you said, I would have grabbed a rock and then etched the phone number in my arm. Well, who does that, Walt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have. Yeah, if I was single like you and you know, no social life, I'd find a seashell and scrape that phone number in my arm. Yeah.
Nice. Well, that didn't happen, but mm-hmm. everything else in my life has not happened. So I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm. Better luck next year.
Like the party July 1st with dozens and dozens of women in my age group just dressed to the nines, looking just absolutely gorgeous. Guess what? I was too busy doing this radio show to be bothered with them.
Oh, excuses. Here we go. Excuses, excuses, excuses. My goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't care
what Walt says. Scoop, I think you've got some game. I think you're going to be fine.
Thank you, Heather. And you've known me for just over a year. Walt known me for 5.5. So, mm-hmm. anyways, moving right along. But I will be going back up to Yonadas, New York, which I affectionately call God's Sausage Fest, because there's, for some reason, a serious lack of females up there. And that's why there's no divorce rate up there, because once you and your spouse split up, that's it. You're by yourself and die a lonely old man. So, I think I'm doing a bang up job killing the show. But so far the show's been great, especially tonight talking about the unions and talking about the LGBTQ and the stupid movies. You know, here's something else. You know, the Screen Actor Guild is walking on the picket line with the Writers Guild. Well, where were the Screen Actors Guild on the East Coast when you had members of the New York City Correction Officer Benevolent Association working literally a 24-hour shift on Rikers Island? They were nowhere to be seen. But if it's, you know, if it's something for their cause to put more money in their piggy bank, then guess what? They're all in. But, you know, the rest of your union guys, UPS, they're about to, they're looking to possibly go on strike at the end of the month. Yellow Trucking, they're having major issues. They told the drivers, hey, we have no money for your pension, and, you know, they're about to fold. But you don't see anybody from the Screen Actors Guild, the Writers Guild, helping out those truckers or correction officers. So, anyways, back to you, Walt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that crossed, you know, things like that crossed my mind too. You know, if you have a job or a part-time job and you're not making enough at it, well, you know, you got to supplement. If you don't like where you are, move on. You know, work at a place where you're going to like. Well, I like acting, but I'm not making enough money. Well, okay, well, then you don't like your job because that's what they pay you. Find something else, you know. It's just the way of the world. But, you know, I got to admit that I'm glad that some of these people are working. You know, there's a lot of people out there just depending on the government, and that'll probably be next week's show. The prices are so damn high for the rest of us. You know, some people are living, you know, paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford housing, proper housing, because they got bad credit, so they can't get a mortgage. So they have to live in an apartment, you know, and the apartment isn't all that great. And then they got a family to feed. And how do the government expects you to do it with the inflation rate? You know, it sucks. And like the actors were saying, that the economy in the last 2 years have helped them suffer the indignities of not being able to provide for their families. Well, you make $20 million during, you know, for one freaking movie. You don't tell me that right. You can't provide for your family. You know,
right. Exactly.
You know, good day. Hey, don't get divorced. Don't get divorced and pay out $3 million a freaking month. You know,
right.
Dumbass. So,
right.
I don't have the government. Go ahead.
Right. Next thing you know, the government's going to subsidize Hollywood in their garbage. Think about this. Disney spent about $300 million for the latest Indiana Jones movie, and it bombed. It's barely break. A movie has to make 2.5 times its budget to break even, because the theaters get a cut. Everybody gets a cut from that film. So you got an iconic character, iconic actor, and the movie just bombed because nobody wants to see a 78-year-old Harrison Ford running around and then talk about how capitalism bad, and his goddaughter all of a sudden is the new Indiana Jones. Nobody wants to see that crap. You know, I went to see the Indiana Jones movies back in the 80s where, you know, Indy was kicking ass. So, you know, it's the old edge. You go woke, you go broke. Disney's had about a number of flops. Hey, Heather, how's it going? Disney's had a number of flops over the past couple of years, and it's a $900 million loss. That's why the old CEO of Disney got the boot. They brought Bob Iger back to Disney, and then ESPN is doing massive layoffs, and they keep cutting people and raising prices. And you go to one of the Disney theme parks, and all they do is nickel and dime you to death. They just treat like garbage. And I'm sure.
Well, you know, you talked about, you know, you mentioned that, you know, Indiana Jones with Harrison Ford pushing 80. You know, they could have done what they did with the James Bond movies. You know, just go to a younger dude, you
right.
know, and keep it going.
Right.
You know, if they had Harrison Ford do some of the stuff that he did in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, he'd break a hip, you know, and then he'd be suing the Screen Actors Guild, you know. So, it's just use another actor and do it, you know, like what they
right.
did with the Star Trek series. They went to younger actors. You know, Chris Pine was playing William Shatner, you know, in his younger days. So you just get it. Just get another actor and
right,
keep the same storyline, that he's an archaeologist. He wants to find the Temple of Doom and that kind of nonsense. But but then again, I won't go pay to see it anyway.
Right. And that's another thing. The studios, everybody is behind the eight ball, especially the cable companies. And I'm one of these cord cutters. I have Amazon Fire Stick. I have wireless internet and a cell phone. I have no telephone connection or cable connection coming to my house. And the cable companies are trying to play catch up. and look where they're at. Just like in our industry, radio, it's like we have everybody's going on podcast. You know, it's like everybody's got a driver's license and a podcast. And we're running out of time. But anyways, folks, this is Peter Scoop Stanton for Walter Yerkew and Heather McBride. Remember, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.